Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the full-service law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia, but serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area and with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, where you can find lots of different articles, videos, and of course audio on estate planning and business planning topics of interest, including tax, estate administration, and all kinds of areas that you may not have dreamt about. But hey, visit the blog and you'll find out a lot about estate planning and business planning, perhaps more than you ever anticipated. And lastly, I invite you to read the Washington Business Journal and my column that appears there once a month entitled Blueprint for Wealth, where we talk about tax, estate planning, and business planning topics of interest. And today, on the estate planning front, we've got all kinds of change in the offing. Last year, Congress enacted a major tax bill in December that really changed the landscape for estate planning for 2 years only. In 2011 and 2012, Congress increased the exemptions for individuals from what was going to be $1 million per person to $5 million per person, which makes a married couple have the ability to shelter up to $10 million of assets. Now, this is a short-lived proposition because supposedly on December 31st, 2012, this benefit expires. In addition to the $5 million estate tax exemption, there also, for the first time, is a $5 million gift tax exemption. Did you know that when you make a gift to somebody else, you could be subject to tax? Every year, we're entitled to an exclusion from the gift tax of $13,000 per person. If you're married, you can gift away $26,000 to any one person without having to incur any kind of gift tax or report the gift to the federal government. If you go over that amount, technically you have to file a Form 709, which is a gift tax return that you have to file with the IRS at the same time you file your Form 1040, your individual income tax return. This 709 would either cause you to pay tax on the amounts in excess of $26,000 a person, or you may be able to use your lifetime exemption, which I just alluded to was $5 million. Even though you have this exemption from the estate from the gift tax, you still have to report it on Form 709, and you have to track it through the years. So for some of our clients, we're reporting gifts that were made in excess of the annual exclusion on an annual basis every year, all the way back to 1976. Did you know that? Well, anyway, the idea is that we've got these exemptions, these huge exemptions that are available to us for a couple of years, which creates the perfect storm for estate planning. In addition to gift tax exemptions and estate tax exemptions, we also have a generation skipping transfer tax exemption. What's the generation skipping transfer tax? If grandma leaves a bequest or makes a gift to grandson or granddaughter, those transfers technically can be subject to an additional transfer tax at the highest estate tax rate, which today is 35%. If Congress lets the law expire on December the 31st, 2012, not only will the generation skipping tax go up, but the estate tax rate will go up from 35% to as high as 55%. So the idea of using these exemptions now is a very, very tempting idea. Let's say you are a donor and you create a $5 million trust for your spouse, and the trustee is given the option of electing to treat the trust as a special trust that qualifies for the marital deduction from the gift tax and the estate tax, known as a Q-tip. In this case, the trust will pay the spouse all of its income to the spouse for the rest of the spouse's life. If the trustee fails to make this Q-tip election, the trust will operate like what we call a credit shelter trust, meaning that the assets that were transferred to the spouse will qualify for the exemption from the gift tax as well as the exemption from the estate tax. Instead of funding it at death, it's funded during life. If the trust is created and funded in December of 2012 before the expiration of the $5 million exemption, the trustee has all the way up until September of 2013 to decide whether to elect Q-tip treatment or to elect to treat it as a credit shelter trust and qualify for the exemption from the gift and estate tax. If Congress, by that time, has extended the $5 million estate tax exemption, the trustee may make the Q-tip election, treating it as a marital deduction trust, which will preserve the donor's ability to transfer tax exemption in the future. But if the estate and gift tax exemptions are renewed at a lower level, or if it appears that the $1 million exemption is going to be permanent, meaning that they just let the law expire as it is, the trustee may not want to make the Q-tip election and may want to lock in that $5 million of transfer tax protection for his family. Now, most of us believe that Congress will act to prevent the exemption from dropping back to $1 million per person in 2013. But there's always the possibility that they may surprise us. They surprised us in December of 2010 when they increased the exemption all the way up to $5 million. So who knows what's possible? If the amount that's exempt from transfer tax is allowed to fall, which would be the first time in American history that that happens, how will large taxable gifts that we make in 2011 and also 2012 be treated in a later taxable estate? Could the estate tax be used in 2013 and later years to negate, to do away with the tax protection that was given to us by the $5 million tax exemption in 2011? Would that happen through what we call a clawback? So for large gifts, could the $4 million difference between the 2011 exemption and the 2013 projected exemption of $1 million be subject to estate tax in later years? There's been a lot of analysis on this issue, recent analysis. We all know that clarification is needed so that estate planners can confidently advise our clients about the impact of making a large tax gift. So, for example, if we advise a client to make a $5 million gift today, what is going to be the impact if they die in 2013 or 2023 or 2033? You have to make certain assumptions in order to do that. Let's say a donor who has a net worth of $15 million makes a $5 million gift to a family member in 2011. No gift would be payable in today's gift tax rules because the exemption from gift tax is $5 million. If the donor dies in 2012, his taxable estate will consist of the remaining $10 million plus his lifetime gift of $5 million. The tax liability would be slightly over $2 million on that estate. But if the donor dies in 2013 and Congress does allow the estate tax exemption to drop for the first time in history down to $1 million and the tax rate to rise all the way to 55%, the estate tax on that estate will be $5,750,000. If there's a clawback, which imposes additional estate tax on the difference between 2011 and 2013, the total tax could rise to almost $7.8 million. Unless the estate has tremendous liquidity, this is going to be a difficult bill to pay. Now, let's assume the donor and his spouse who had $15 million and they live in a community property state each make gifts of $5 million in 2011. You might think that at the donor's death in 2013, there would be no federal estate tax if the estate consists solely of community property. But if there is one of these clawbacks where Congress can actually, and the IRS can actually bring back in these prior gifts, there could be an additional estate tax on the prior taxable gift. If so, payment of the tax is going to come out of the marital share of the estate, reducing the marital deduction and increasing the tax even further. It's these scenarios that are driving us crazy as estate planners. Congress may extend the $5 million exemption into 2013 and beyond, which would render this clawback issue moot. But if they fail to do that, legislation that clarifies that a higher estate tax will not be used to impose retroactive gift tax will resolve this problem. There's the last issue of portability. For married couples, under the tax bill that was enacted last year, which sounds like a great simplifier, if a spouse fails to use all of their exemption, the surviving spouse is allowed to carry forward the unused exemption into future years. This is known as portability. To preserve the unused exemption, the executor for the first spouse has to file a federal estate tax return even if no death tax is due. In addition, the statute of limitations on this portability issue remains open for as long as the surviving spouse lives, which could be 30 or 40 years into the future. Think about these things, think about these issues, and then come visit us at Odin Feldman and Pittleman for estate planning guidance and advice, because you're going to need it. It's complex, and you're going to need an attorney to help you. Call us at 703-218-2100.